Mark chapter 14. After 2 days, the feast of the Passover was coming, and of unleavened bread, and the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might take him by craft and put him to death. But they said, "Not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar of the people." And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meal, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of very costly spikenard, and she broke the box and poured it on his head. And there were some who had indignation within themselves and said, "Why was this waste of the ointment made? Because it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor." And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? And she has done a good work on me, because you have the poor with you always. And whenever you want, you may do good to them, but me you do not always have. She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial. Truly I say to you, wherever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, what she has done shall be spoken of for a memorial to her." And Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priests to betray him to them. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money. And he sought how he might conveniently betray him. And the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover lamb, his disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare that you may eat the Passover?" And he sent forth 2 of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and there you shall meet a man carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him. And wherever he shall go in, you say to the good man of the house, 'The master asks, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room furnished and prepared. There make ready for us." And his disciples went and came into the city and found it as he had said to them, and they made ready the Passover. And in the evening he came with the 12. And as they sat and ate, Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, one of you who eats with me shall betray me." And they began to be sorrowful and to said to him one by one, "Is it I?" And another said, "Is it I?" And he answered and said to them, "It is one of the 12 who dips with me in the dish. The Son of Man indeed goes, as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born." And as they ate, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave to them and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Truly I say to you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it anew in the kingdom of God." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said to them, "All of you shall be offended because of me this night, because it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered.' But after I have risen, I will go before you into Galilee." But Peter said to him, "Although all shall be offended, yet I will not." And Jesus said to him, "Truly I say to you, that this day, even in this night, before the cock crows twice, you shall deny me 3 times. But he spoke the more vigorously, "If I should die with you, I will not deny you in any way." Likewise they all said the same. And they came to a place which was named Gethsemane, oil press, olive or grape. And he said to his disciples, "Sit here, while I shall pray." And he took with him Peter and James and John, and began to be greatly amazed and to be very heavy. And he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful to death. Stay here and watch." And he went forward a little further and fell on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will." And he came and found them sleeping and said to Peter, "Simon, do you sleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak." And again, he went away and prayed and spoke the same words. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, because their eyes were heavy, neither did they know how to answer him. And he came the 3rd time and said to them, "Sleep on now and take your rest. It is enough. The hour has come. See, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise up, let us go. Look, he who betrays me is at hand." And immediately, while he yet spoke, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a great multitude with swords and clubs, from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. And he who betrayed him had given them a sign, saying, Whomever I shall kiss, that same is he, take him, and lead him away safely. And as soon as he had come, he went immediately to him, and said, Master, Master, and kissed him. And they laid their hands on him, and took him. And one of those who stood by drew a sword, and struck a servant of the high priest, and cut off his ear. And Jesus answered and said to them, Have you come out as against a thief, with swords and with clubs to take me? I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and you did not take me, but the scriptures must be fulfilled. And they all forsook him, and fled. And there followed him a certain young man, having a linen cloth cast around his naked body, and the young men laid hold on him. And he left the linen cloth, and fled from them naked. And they led Jesus away to the high priest, and with him were assembled all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes. And Peter followed him from a distance, even into the palace of the high priest, and he sat with the servants and warmed himself at the fire. And the chief priests and all the council looked for a witness against Jesus to put him to death, and found none. Because many gave false witness against him, but their witness did not agree together. And there arose certain ones, who gave false witness against him, saying, We heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another made without hands. But neither did their witness agree together. And the high priest stood up in the midst, and asked Jesus, saying, Do you answer nothing? What is it that these witness against you? But he held his peace, and did not answer anything. Again the high priest asked him, and said to him, Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am, and you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power, and coming in the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest tore his clothes, and said, Why do we need any further witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy, what do you think? And they all condemned him to be guilty of death. And some began to spit on him, and to cover his face, and to strike him, and to say to him, Prophesy. And the servants struck him with the palms of their hands. And as Peter was beneath in the palace, there came one of the maids of the high priest. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, And you also were with Jesus of Nazareth. But he denied, saying, I do not know, neither do I understand what you are saying. And he went out into the porch, and the cock crowed. And a maid saw him again, and began to say to those who stood by, This is one of them. And he denied it again. And a little after, those who stood by said again to Peter, Surely you are one of them, because you are a Galilean, and your speech attests to that fact. But he began to curse and to swear, saying, I do not know this man of whom you speak. And the second time the cock crowed. And Peter remembered the word that Jesus said to him, Before the cock crows twice, you shall deny me 3 times. And when he thought about it, he wept.